From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish news reports say a suspect has been arrested in the deadly New Year's Eve terrorist attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The Hürriyet's Daily News said Abdülkadir Masharipov was detained Monday in Istanbul. It reported the suspect was undergoing medical tests. Turkish media reports thousands of soldiers will be sent to Syria as Turkish forces struggle to capture the strategically important town of Al-Bab. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Reports that reinforcements will be sent into Syria comes as Turkish forces face growing casualties in their battle to wrest control of Al-Bab from Islamic State. Last month, 16 Turkish soldiers were killed in one attack, while jihadists are increasingly using suicide bombers and truck bombs. The Turkish army launched Operation Euphrates Shield last August, ostensibly to support the Free Syrian Army. But with the jihadists putting up stiff resistance, the Turkish army is increasingly taking a leading role. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels are saying they will attend peace talks in Kazakhstan scheduled for next week. British Prime Minister Theresa May plans to give a speech Tuesday in which she sets out some of the details as to how her nation will leave the European Union. She will tell an audience that includes diplomats and Brexit negotiators that Britain will not seek a half-in, half-out arrangement with the EU, but will leave it all together to create a new and equal partnership with the bloc. She is expected to outline 12 priorities for upcoming talks. The British pound hit a low point on Monday on fears of the Prime Minister's hard Brexit. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel promised Monday to seek agreement with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump once he is sworn in later this week. She insisted that Europe will chart its own path forward, in spite of differences with the incoming American leader. Her comments were in response to a weekend interview in which Trump alarmed some leaders by repeating criticisms of the NATO alliance. President-elect Donald Trump Monday praised Martin Luther King Jr. as a great man and met with his eldest son on the U.S. holiday honoring the slain civil rights leader. His son spoke to reporters.
I am, as John Lewis and many others are, a bridge builder. The goal is to bring America together and Americans. We are a great nation, but we must become a greater nation.
Martin Luther King III speaking in New York. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is urging the incoming administration to continue supporting his national fight to eradicate cancer.
This is the one bipartisan thing that exists, and I pray will continue to exist in the new administration. But it also is an international consensus. So we have enormous opportunities, I believe, with greater collaboration.
Biden spoke Monday before the official start of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He has said he already has spoken to his successor, Vice President-elect Mike Pence, about maintaining the Obama administration program to speed up research on cancer. Cuba and the United States agreed Monday to cooperate in the fight against terrorism, drug trafficking, and other criminal activities. National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes flew to Cuba just days before the Obama administration is due to leave office to witness the signing of a memorandum of understanding to initiate the new cooperation. But the incoming Trump administration has already said it will do a review of the Cuban policy. Former U.S. astronaut Gene Cernan, the last man to walk on the surface of the moon, died Monday at the age of 82. The U.S. space agency NASA gave no cause of his death. United Nations envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed went to Yemen Monday. He was there to meet with senior Yemeni leaders. He's appealing for a return to a truce in that country. Gambia's president has filed an injunction aimed at preventing the president-elect's inauguration January 19th. It forbids any party from swearing in president-elect Adama Barrow. President Yahya Jammeh said late Sunday on a state television address that all parties should wait for the outcome of a case before the Supreme Court that challenges the results of the election. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.